the first scene I was in was the one in the park where the refugees were basically in a lean-to slash tent city. And we had to be on site at 7:30 in the morning, and they told us to come looking as grungy as we could, as dirty and, you know, disgusting as we could get. Well, we're Kansas kids, so basically that meant we wore the clothes we had on yesterday, or we wore some equally clean but, you know, old, worn-out clothes from... I wore some jeans from my hippy-dippy days, and I think I had a T-shirt that just was old. It looked frayed and stuff, but it wasn't, like, ripped and stuff. And I didn't wear makeup. That was it. That was my dirty, scrungy, as bad as it gets look. And, of course, we got to where they were taking us through, and they counted us off. And the first thing they said was that we were all too clean. So they patted us down with dippity-doo in a kind of a net of some sort. It was big blobs of dippity-doo, and it was in a net. And they would just pat us down with these all over, hair and everything, and then have us roll around in dust, this very fine dust. Well, that took care of looking halfway decent. And the clothes, and immediately, you know, it was like instant grunge, you know. And then they had certain people going to get wounds, and I just got a flash burn, and which was basically a sprayed on black stuff that was mushed in with some red powder. I mean, I just looked like I'd stood a little too close to a gas stove for too long or something. And the woman beside me, Lynn Zeller, tall, gorgeous woman, she had this big, they actually made her up. I mean, she had this big, and it looked real even for us, but this big gash on her head and bubbling skin here and bubbling skin on her chest. And she had a knee wound. I mean, one whole side of her body was pretty much just burnt, basically. And, wow. And that was kind of freaky to see. And then you saw the other people and how the various radiation burns were happening, and you just kind of went, oh my God. You know, I mean, it got real pretty quick. But this was in the morning, and we were all still, woo, we're in a movie. And so then they took us down to a tent and fed us donuts and bagels and said that we would also get lunch and supper, dinner, whatever you wish to call it. And we thought, oh, well, this is good. So nobody ate very much because we were all so excited, right? And then they took us down to the park and in this tent city, which they had very carefully prepared. It had ash all over it and broken pieces of debris and stuff. I was assigned to a lean-to, and I got this old jacket that looked like it at one time had been a gardening jacket or a military jacket. It was a man's twill, some sort of jacket, and a floppy hat, and a young girl who was evidently somebody I had either been related to in the story or just happened to run into because we were all refugees. And then we just basically sat there, and they had huge fans, great humongous fans that were blowing various objects at us to see which filmed better. And one of the and that looked like ash that was floating in the air. And one of the things that really looked like ash turns out to be, or I was told at the time, and it smelled like this, so I'm not going to doubt it, that it was sterilized chicken poop. And then as soon as they started filming, they would start the fans up and they would be blowing this stuff on us. And we just looked like we were, you know, digging through the debris or trying to hoard stuff or whatever. I became a debris digger and hoarder. And the girl stuck next to me because she was kind of like, where are all the people I know? You know, she was probably 8 to 10, somewhere in there. So she was a little out of her depth at that point. And we stayed there, and then at periodically the track would wind around us, and Nicholas Meyer and his focus puller and somebody else would be on this apparatus, and they'd be scooting around. And then they had a scene, a kind of a food riot farther down, and then it started getting somewhere in the afternoon. It wasn't anywhere near noon, I recall. But somewhere in the afternoon, they did break and let us go to the tents and have lunch, which was sandwiches. It was your standard cast party food, basically, sandwiches and bagels and meats and, you know. And so we ate and got some water and everything, and then we went back to our little tent city. And a lot of waiting happened between then and nightfall. And they did go through a couple more times and set up things and you know, do the shoot. But there was a lot more waiting that, you know, when we weren't supposed to be moving or doing much. And then at night, you know, where it was lit by fires and trash barrels. And by then we were really, by the time night fell, because this was summer. We were hungry, and they weren't moving until they weren't breaking until they got this one, this shot for that scene and the food fight little kerfuffle that was going on, which in the movie is a big deal, but we were so far away where I was that it was a kerfuffle to us. But anyway, periodically some of the stars or extra or the speaking part extras would go rampaging through us toward wherever the part that was being shot was happening, and we'd go, oh wow, they're going to get it, and we can leave now, you know. And that was not the case, and we finally got out of there, I think, but as the night fell, and we'd been having chicken poop blown at us all day, so the smell was that of, and ash, real ash, and so the smell was that of dump, you know. I mean, we really. And we'd look around us at the people that had the makeup, and we were all sweating by this time. I mean, it was hot out there, and the wounds looked real. And there was just a point somewhere around 9 o'clock where we were just kind of like when it or 9:30, 10 o'clock, whenever it got really dark. It was just like, oh my God, you know, this is what it would really look like. This is what it could really be like. Only we get to go home and clean up and go to bed and get up and go to work tomorrow like always or whatever, you know. And it was very somber then. We were all really kind of behaving like refugees by the end of the evening. And then they broke and fed us some more little sandwiches, by which point we were just like staggering into the tents. You know, they could have shot us going into the tents. And then we left, and of course my car is parked halfway to Topeka, you know, and because there were so many of us, and I finally stagger back to my car, and I had a friend with me who was somewhere else in the same scene, and we got to 9th and Mississippi, and at the time the little quick shop on 9th and Mississippi was right across from what is now Cork and Barrel. But at that time was a disco called Shenanigans, and it was a disco. I mean, Polyester RS. And so these people were also taking some sort of break. There was a lot of people coming into the quick shop from there, and they were reeking of Halston Z14 and Polo and the wonderful, colorful polyester clothing. And we looked like zombies that hadn't yet gotten enough brains, you know. And we smelled to high heaven because, you know. And so we go staggering in there, and we didn't even notice these people. We were just like, pop, coke, whatever, tea, whatever, you know, and anything we could grab in packages to munch on because we were so hungry. And we come up in this, like, there were like 15 of us that were just massing around the counter, and the guy just looks up at us and goes, and of course with the suppurating wounds and the shaved heads and the torn clothes and the dirt everywhere smelling like a dump. And he says, rough day.